So we're holding on Makas Daf Hey Amud Aleph on the Gemara on we're holding 11 long exams where the wives get wide. Holding the next Gemara of Rava. When we go back, we started yesterday, we'll go back. The Amar Rava. Rava says, and Rava says, another thing from Rava. Another thing from Rava. Ba'u Shnayim, two people came, Ba'amru, two people came, Ba'amru, and they said.
Oh, good.
So Ba'u Shnayim, Ba'amru, two people came, and they said. Bechad b'Shabbato. On the first day of the week, like Chat is like Echad, Echad b'Shabbos, right? Like we say in the Chanat, like we say in the Yom, Yom Yom Echad b'Shabbos, Davni. So it says we say b'Chad b'Shabbat on the first day of the week on Sunday. Harek Pliny Asanefesh, Pliny killed somebody. That's the first group of Adam say. So and so killed somebody. Ubaush Naim, a second group of two Adam, meaning a second group of two came. Va'amarin they said Imanu Hayisem b'Chad b'Shabbat. They were with us. Group number one was with us on Sunday. That's the first half of their statement. The second half of the statement is, Eller, rather, betray b'Shabbat aharat Pliny. Meaning, don't say Pliny killed someone on Sunday. Rather, on Monday, the second day of the week, Pliny killed somebody. That's what they want to say. Right? So, before we even say the halacha, we're going to say, and not only that, we're going to end up saying, in this case, the halacha is, we're going to kill the Edom Zayim. That's what we're going to say at the end of the sentence. Before we come jump to another case. Meaning, even though, over here, what came out? Over here in this story, two Edom came to Best in the first hand. They said, Reuben killed someone on Sunday. Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday. Right? Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday. Now, it comes out, the second Edom say, no, on Sunday, you were with us. But Reuben killed Shimon on Monday. Right? Now, what's going to happen to Reuben now? Since the second set of witnesses said that Reuben killed Shimon on Monday, what's the halacha? We should kill him. We should kill Reuben. Since the second witness group said Reuben killed Shimon on Monday, we have kosher witnesses saying Reuben killed Shimon on Monday. So Reuben, we're going to kill Reuben now. He's someone who kills someone. Us is chayim. Right? Now, what's going to happen to the first set of Edom? They also get killed. They're Edom Zomim. It's a kind of interesting case. It comes out that even though they're Edom Zomim in this case, but they weren't really killing an innocent guy. Usually, the way we understand Edom Zomim is you have two Edom, you first group. You wanted to come kill an innocent guy. So if you wanted to kill an innocent guy, someone who's 100% innocent, the Torah says kill you. That we understand, right? Yeah. But now the case is a little different. The guy that's saying testimony isn't such an innocent guy. He has, you know, he has some bad records. Now, he's not the best guy. And at the end, he is Chayei Misa. So we see that when these guys came on Tuesday to say Reuben killed Shimon, they said the wrong day. But really, they weren't really killing an innocent guy. They weren't trying to kill an innocent guy. It wasn't like they were planning on killing some innocent, nice, you know, guy. They were trying to kill a guy who really did deserve to get killed. But since the Misa, their Edus was wrong, their testimony was a lie because they didn't see such a story. Still, they have the halacha of Edom Zomim. And that's the chiddush. Really, I think a regular case of Edom Zomim is that two Edom come and they want to kill an innocent guy. Reuben is 100% innocent. He never picked up a gun in his life. And they say Reuben killed Shimon. Then we understand you kill the Edom Zomim because that they wanted to kill an innocent person. Now they want to say not only that, even in a case where the Edom come and say we saw Reuben kill Shimon on Sunday. And then two more Edom come and say it was really on Monday. You were with us on Sunday. It was on Monday. Still, we're going to kill the Edom Zomim. Even though you were, the guy was pretty guilty. But since in Bestin, in the courts, Reuben was not yet guilty when you testified. So in the courts, Cheshvin, you made him guilty. You were killing him in the courts account. You were trying to get killed. Even though he had officially like a noose around his neck, technically speaking, because he killed somebody, he wasn't 100% innocent. But since in Bestin, in the courts, as of today, he was still innocent. So you try to kill a guy, therefore you consider Edom Zomim.
When the first Edom gave their testimony, we didn't know that Shimon was the actual, Reuben was the actual killer.
Correct. Oh, but even though technically speaking, it comes out after the fact that really, on Tuesday morning, right now on Tuesday morning, is Reuben an innocent guy? He's not really innocent.
Only after the second testimony.
at once, but I'm saying technically speaking, before even the testimonies, between me and you, is Reuben really an innocent guy?
Because we know now.
We know after the story, but after the story comes out clear, after the second testimony, you're right, after the second testimony. Was Reuben really innocent? Even when we came on Tuesday morning to Vestin, the first group, was Reuben innocent?
No.
They weren't really innocent.
We didn't know about it.
Right. So you might say, if he wasn't really innocent, I didn't really kill an innocent guy. The first group of Aiden did a kill.
Like, I killed a dead man. What are you talking about tonight? Well, how are you going to put me to Misa? This guy was already dead.
Right. Right. In a way, this guy really, on the meaning in Shemaim, let's say you could say, even technically speaking, Reuben already had a Chiyah Misa. He already had this thing on him. He already had a death penalty. It wasn't official in Vestin, but really, it could be coming on him any minute.
Is the chiddush then that you can't do kosher zaman? If he's a dead guy anyway, you're dying.
But even more than that, but now we're in a case where even though invested,
the halacha meaning would be that he's kosher.
You would think,
because if it would have been beforehand, then you wouldn't then you wouldn't give him that because he would because you're not killing him; he's already dead.
Correct. That's be the case later. So as of now, since invested, this Reuben was not dead yet when he didn't even have official halacha to kill him. There's no fine. So as of now, he's still alive. In Reuben's case, we're going to say later, if the best had already said that this guy should die, right? And then we'll speak out the case later. It's a different case. But then you would be right. But right now, so as of now, we're saying, since invested in the courts, this guy had no halacha to get killed yet. So the first group is killing invested in an innocent, even though he's not really innocent. But since invested's books, he's still innocent on Tuesday morning. Right, when group one came, and so they're killing an innocent guy in Bestin's books, even though he's not innocent. So that's the Chiddush. So we're going to come at a case here, we're killing the Eidim Zomim, and we're killing the guy who was accused. Right, we're killing the Eidim Zomim, because the second group said they're Eidim Zomim. They were with us. We're also killing the original murderer, because the second group is telling us he murdered. Fine, so that's the Chiddush. Below, now we're saying not only that. So in this case, even in Bestin, this guy is pretty innocent. So still, because right, so invest in this guy's innocent. But for lo'od, not only that, lo'od means we're going to say even a bigger chiddush now. Ela filu amru. Even if the second pair of Edom say the fact, amru, as they say, is the second pair of Edom. Afilu amru, even if the second pair of Edom say, erev Shabbos harag planias anefesh. Instead of saying Monday, the second group of Edom said, Friday, plenty killed someone. Still, halacha is hare elu nerav. You still kill these guys. So here it's even worse. Why? Because what happened over here? Tuesday morning, group number one comes to Bestin. They say, we saw Reuben kill Shimon on Sunday. They say, we saw Reuben kill Shimon on Sunday. Comes now, a few hours later, comes group number two and says, no, Reuben really killed, you guys were with us on Sunday. But Reuben killed Shimon on Friday, on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Right? So technically speaking, really, even when these guys are saying that Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday, he really has a Chiyah Misa on Sunday, right? The killer. Not in Bestin. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Technically speaking, when we're saying the story happened, we're saying Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday, and therefore he's Chiyah Misa. He gets that penalty, right? Now, on Sunday right now, is he really Chiyah Misa? When we're saying that he's already liable to death, is it true?
If we're saying on Sunday, depends on what
we're saying. We're saying, the Adam is saying it happened on Sunday. The it's second Adam is saying...
It's already Tuesday, and they're saying it happened on it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's already Tuesday. It's already Tuesday.
Right.
It's already Tuesday. And the Adam are saying, the first group says on Sunday, Reuben killed Shimon.
Okay.
Good. That's group number one. Now come to the second group and say, it's not true. You were with us on Sunday. But on Friday, Reuben killed Shimon on Friday.
Okay.
So there may you would think. Technically speaking, when there's this first group is saying that Ada is about Reuben, right? Right now, is Reuben really Chai Misa? On Sunday morning, was he liable to death?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not really killing an innocent guy. Because when their story is really talking about a guy, at the time they're saying their story happened, and on Sunday morning he was killed. Maybe you would think, right, we're not going to say it like this, but you would think maybe that this guy technically had a noose around his neck. Meaning when I'm saying my Ada's, that I'm saying my story, Sunday morning Reuben killed Shimon, and therefore, Reuben should be Chai Misa for what he did on Sunday. Right? Now, really, he killed on Friday.
So saying, this guy's really already a dead guy.
Right.
He was already why is he a dead guy? He's a dead guy at the time that I make my testimony.
But even
that's why we're making a Zomim. So we're saying you're guilty of being a Zomim because
you know, even on my testimony, I'm serious about on my testimony, on my story, even in my story, I'm not really killing an innocent guy in my story.
Even. What's with your motto on the story? Stories doesn't make any.
No, because it does, because I said I wasn't really killing an innocent guy. My story today, I'm not really. Well, I'm saying this on Sunday, I'm saying that this guy really on Sunday, technically speaking, since he really killed on Friday, he had a noose around his neck. So I'm taking a guy, my story, and I'm taking a guy who wasn't so innocent on Sunday. On Sunday when he's not so innocent, right?
I'm just saying it happened on Sunday.
It's just a reverse of the other position. The other position was the testimony is something that happened in the future.
The difference is in the story, but who cares?
No, explain it to you. No, the difference is in my
testimony. Whether or not it happened. Because it already happened, the guy's got a shorter.
Guilt, he has like a noose around
his neck. On him. It happened already. In other cases,
when they come to testify.
Either way, I'm saying. No, remember, either way, it's true, but still, we're saying, but still, on my testimony, even though it's student, but I'm saying it happened on Sunday.
The
Shiloh is now innocent.
The only law here is not whether he's innocent, but the law here, are they zoning him or not? That's the only
question. What do you mean, one second? The law, what do you
mean? Are they zoning him? That's the only question. Yeah. Are they zoning him?
That's what it's coming out as.
We're trying to figure out what's the case, what's our lawful case that you can make them zone. Let's say, for example, start from the most extreme case the other way. Let's say this guy is already a dead man, technically speaking. Let's say Reuben, for some reason, let's say you already had a Gemara
Din.
Also, that's our Gemara's Chiddush. The only thing that makes him is a Gemara Din invested.
Exactly.
You already know the answer.
Exactly.
So before I know the answer, no. You already had that the Gemara's Chiddush. Gemara's Chiddush is we don't care a technical thing. We only care about if there's a Gemara Din invested. That's the Gemara's answer. But before that,
you have a Dina, which is wrong.
Fine, but what's my Havimi that's wrong?
Yeah,
the Havimi that's wrong is, Havimi that's wrong is, how, that this, yeah, it does, because how guilty was this guy? I mean, we're thinking now, depends what level guilty this guy was, am I killing a guy? Let's say if on Sunday, on the first case, on Sunday, he was 100% innocent. Right? On Sunday, Reuben did not kill Shimon, because right, the case really happened on Monday. Right? The Gemara said first. So when I'm saying that Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday, I'm taking
really
a guy.
You're really killing an innocent guy.
I mean, even in my Eidos...
You're lying against an innocent.
We're
guy.
Looking at my Eidos, that's right. What I'm focusing
on. I'm not lying. I'm lying on the Tuesday.
It's already
against an
Eidos. I know, it's already Tuesday.
But whether or not it happened or not.
No, but I'll explain to you, because we're looking at the Eidos. We're looking at my testimony. We're thinking that you're focusing on my testimony. We're going to say in a second, we're not looking at your testimony so much. We're looking at that guy's status. Right now, we're thinking we're looking at my testimony. And when I testify... Right, we're focusing on my testimony. My testimony
says,
my testimony saying that this guy, I'm testifying, so to speak, on a guy who's really innocent as of Sunday. We're focusing on what was my testimony. That's what we're focusing on, to make me a
right.
So my testimony, I'm taking a guy, who, in the first case, who was 100% innocent on Sunday, because he didn't kill anybody Sunday, only Monday. And I took a 100% innocent guy, and I killed him.
And I'm trying to kill him.
I'm trying to kill him.
Right. Zomim is do what they're trying to do to you.
So then I would say, first of all, in that case, okay. Maybe in that case, since Maisa came out that later, they're gonna get messed up anyway. Maybe it's not Edom Zomim. So we say no, it's still Edom Zomim. Not only that, they're saying even a bigger chiddush. Even in my testimony, the whole thing, like we're saying, the whole problem is my testimony. So if we're focusing in my testimony. This guy, he really killed somebody on Friday. So I'm taking a guy. He really has like a noose around his neck.
Either he's going to have a noose on his neck, in my testimony, he's going to have a noose on his neck, or even if he already has a noose on his neck, I'm killing a dead guy, even then,
Since he's not momish dead until the Edom come to Bestin, that's not called that he's a dead man yet. So I'm really saying, Edom, even though he has a noose around his neck, all he needs is two witnesses to walk into Bestin and he's done. As of now, since right now, and Bestin's not killed, like the Rishayim say, it could be no one will ever show up. He had the noose around his neck, but could he know another show up to go against him? So I took a guy who wasn't invested in killed. We're looking at him, but he wasn't guilty invested, and I made him guilty invested.
Right.
Which throws out the other two.
It's going against. I would have a Havimina meaning like that. Come on, well, that's wrong. Correct. It throws out. So this is wrong. But this case still is a case of Edom Zomim. You still kill the Edom.
But they're already dead. I mean, the guy's already dead.
Which guy is dead? The Reuben's dead. The original Edom aren't dead yet. The Edom, we're not killing the dead guy.
No. The guys, how can you testify against a dead guy? I mean, if they committed murder on Friday, and you thought that he committed murder on Sunday.
We thought Reuben killed him. We were testifying against Reuben. That Mr. Reuben's a murderer.
Right.
Not this one. Yeah?
You know, so he's already technically dead.
We're just waiting for that.
Who is technically dead?
No, we're not talking about
the murderer.
The murderer, the murder is technically dead, but we just need eight of them to come. So even if witnesses go against him, since we're Techidish and Gemara, look at that, it's the Gemara's fault. Since invested with the guy, he wasn't stamped dead yet, so these guys' testimony is what's killing him. These Adam Zerman's testimony is really what's killing the guy in the courts, because until they have witnesses, they can't kill him. So therefore,
it's really that they were trying to kill this guy.
They were trying to kill this guy.
Because nobody else came.
And they did. Right. They were trying to kill this guy. So then, we still kill the Adam Zerman. So that's yes.
Didn't we already learn that all that really matters is whether the Edim were there or not there? And what's making them an Edim Zomamim is not what they said, what day it took, when it took place or anything, except that they were removed from the scene.
But in both cases, they are testifying that they were with us on that very day. They are saying that. That is the main reason why they're getting Zomamim. Is that.
Then who gave the warning? Because it takes two people to give warnings.
They were not in the scene.
They were.
In both cases, someone was not on the scene.
So that's not
then they couldn't get
the
warning.
That's not the question. You're right. The what makes them zonim is the fact that they weren't at the scene, and that you could say, well, that's the only thing that's important. And once you've got that, you've got everything. But no, then I would say that the chiddush here is the fact that you also need kasher zaman, because if he's already a dead guy, you can't kill him. You can't do something to someone who's already. So you can't do kasher zaman. What you tried to do, you can't. He's not. You're going to be killed anyway. It's not at your hands. There's no kasher zaman. And you might have thought, because I can't do kasher zaman, so I can't make them zonim.
Very good.
Comes to the warrant, says
that this case is not a killed guy. He's not a dead. He's not considered dead.
He's not considered dead. One that did or no.
Oh, so Ruben say, what's the problem? If the guy's already a dead man, so you, Aiden, plan on killing a dead guy, right. So we should kill you. Well, you're not dead yet. You plan on killing a dead guy. You didn't do anything. So what if you do back to you?
But
they still zomim.
It's like a second set.
They're not zomim because
coming along. Like after these guys have been made zomim, the second set come along, say, and become zombified. Nothing happens to them. Because they can't, even though they're lying and they're zomim and everything, they've already, the guy's already going to be killed by someone else, so you can't kill a second set of zomim.
Good, very good.
This is what the Gavra love.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying right now. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Where the Chiddush and Gemara is, until in Beis Din stamped dead, he's not a dead man. Go like Ruben saying, Lamaisi is not dead yet, yeah. So if he was a dead man, according to the words of Havamina, I'm testifying on a dead man. So don't kill the Edom Zomim. Saying that, no, they're not testifying on a dead man. So until in Beis Din he's a dead man, then you, Edom, are the guys making him dead. You're the guys killing him. So you can't, right, so he's not a dead man. He has a noose around his neck, but he's not dead yet. In the Beis Din he wasn't dead yet, so you, Edom, are killing him, therefore we're going to kill you, Edom Zomim.
The Edom, it's not Zomim because of the murder, because they killed the guy. Because something else, because probably they are Zomim. They still Zomim, I think.
Still Zomim.
Because they lie.
They're lying.
They are Zomim.
Fine, but lying itself doesn't make you Zomim. Lying could just mean it's a false Edom. It's Zomim, it doesn't fit. Fine, Nachon.
They lie, but not because of the kid.
Good. It's a little complicated, but we're getting it. Hashem's helping, Baruch Hashem. Oh, so then what was it going to say again? Maybe we'll read again from the Va'amara, which is the flow in the whole thing, so we'll just get it flow. Va'amara, let's start the Gemara again. Va'amara. Ba'u Shnayim, two people came, Va'amru, and they said the following. B'chad b'Shabbat, on the first day of the week, Sunday, Harak Pliny Asa Nefesh, Pliny killed somebody. So-and-so killed someone. U'ba'u Shnayim, and another set of two, Eidim came, Va'amru, and they said, no. Imanu Ha'isa, you first group number one, were with us, B'chad b'Shabbat, on Sunday. So Pliny did not kill anyone on Sunday. Ella, rather, when did he kill? B'trei b'Shabbat, on the second day of the week, on Monday, Harak Pliny Asa Nefesh. Right, so that's one case. I'm going to say over here that you still kill the Einim Zomim and the guy is getting killed. V'lo'o, then not only that. Elafilu Amr, even if they said the second pair of Einim say, Erev Shabbos, Harag Pliny Nefesh, that on Friday, Pliny killed the Nefesh. So the Bach adds in, Harei Elu Neheragin. Still, these guys, these Einim Zomim, you still kill the Einim Zomim. Why? They're killing a dead man. No. To be in the Kasadi, at the time the Kamisadi, they're saying testimony. The word Masadi means it's like Eidos. At the time that they're testifying, Gavra, this man, this guy, the murderer, Lav Barakatol, he's not a son of death. Meaning, since Beis Din didn't officially give him a stamp that he has to die, so he's not a son of death. So you, Eidim, Zemimim, are giving him the Chiyam Misa. So we don't look at it like you're killing a dead man. We look at it like you're killing a lot, you're trying to kill a live man. Therefore, we do to you what you planned that doing to him. Therefore, these Edom Zayim get killed. So we have an interesting case. It's kind of the Edom Zayim are going to get killed, and the murderer is getting killed.
Right.
So even though it's, their story wasn't made a fabricated story, since it wasn't like a totally made up story, it's kind of interesting. You have two Edom, right? Who they were coming and they were saying Edos about it. This guy's really a murderer. Let's say you have a story like this. Two Edom here, that Reuven killed Shimon. They don't know exactly what had happened. They're very upset. They say, you know what? We found a dead body. We knew this plan. This guy, Reuven, was trying to kill Shimon. We found Shimon's dead body Sunday morning. Let's go to Besna and tell him Reuven killed Shimon Sunday morning. And we saw him kill him. Right? That's the Edom said. Halacha, then they become Edom Zayim. Then they're messed up because they killed the guy who, by them trying to kill Reuven, they're killing a live man. So you would think Edom Zayim is that you're testifying against the innocent person. That's what you would think Edom Zayim means. So what's the worst happening, you know? The Gemara said, I would think, you only consider Edom Zomim if two Edom are trying to kill an innocent man, then we go and kill the Edom Zomim. Right. Saying no. Even if two witnesses are trying to kill someone guilty, he said, but since in Bestin, he was still innocent. So it's considered that you're killing someone alive. That's the Gemara saying. I would think, my Ahavamina would be, Edom Zomim is with two Edom come and trying to kill an innocent guy. They plan on killing an innocent guy, then we kill them. Kamar said, no. Even if the two witnesses are trying to kill someone who's guilty, but in Bestin right now, these guys aren't officially stamped dead yet, we're not killing them, that means you're killing a live person. We don't care about you're trying to plan to kill an innocent guy guilty. You want to know in Bestin. Is this guy still alive in Bestin? You plan to kill a guy right now when Bestin's book's record is still supposed to live, then you're Chayav Misa. Then you get the Kasha Zaman. That's the Chiddush in the Gemara, which is a Chiddush. Because you would think you're planning to kill, right? What's so bad? I was planning on killing a guy anyway with Chaim Misa. I knew he killed Shimon. I saw him, you know, with his gun. I checked his gun. I saw bullets missing. I knew it was him. So who cares? I tried to kill him. No, you can't lie in Bestin. If you lie, if someone lies in Bestin and they get caught because they were somewhere else that day, then they're fraud. That's the first one. Now, so what's the main Chiddush HaGemara? That we end up killing both people. Because the Edom Zayim are getting killed, and the original guy accused is getting killed. So in a way, the Edom Zayim testified on a guilty person, and they get messed up because they lied in their investing, and the guilty guy gets messed up. So that's the Chiddush. They're both getting killed. Gemara says now, my kamashma lo, and what's the kamashma means ka mashma, what are you teaching me lo, and what are you teaching us? I mean, what's your Chiddush here that Rav is telling us? Tinyana, we learned it in a Mishnah. It's a mission later on. If you just learn a few more daf and get to daf vavamid base, one more page, you would see this. What's Rabbi telling us on daf? Hey, a whole chiddush. I have a fancy scenario that you have someone, you have Edom Zomim, a guilty guy. You still kill the Edom Zomim. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah later on. Next, turn the page. You'll see the vavamid base. It's on the next daf in the Gemara. Good. So my kamash and lomim. What are you teaching us? What's Rabbi coming to teach us here? Rabbi is a Gemara. It's the Tanaim. I already know that. I don't need Rava to teach us thus. I know from a Mishnah, the Tanaim taught it to us, right? Right. Whenever you have Tanaim, a Mishnah taught us something, I don't need a Gemara from the next generation to teach me that halacha. I could just go to a Mishnah, which is from earlier, and I see the Chiddush there. Right? Now, my Rav, we're trying to teach you new things, not what I already know. Rav is giving me shiur, not telling me what it says in Mishnah. They all knew the Mishnah is Baal Peh. Saying, Micah, Mashmalon, what is Rava coming to teach us? Tinyana, we learned it already in a Mishnah later on in Davah. Then what is it? We're going to quote the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Leficha, this is the Mishnah Davah. Says, what does it say? It says, therefore, what does the Bach say? Im. Bach ends in the word im. Now goes to the Bach, the little base, goes probably to the most Gemara's on the right side of the Gemara. It's called Hagayis HaBach. And that when we read the Gemara, we always read it with the Bach. Whatever the Bach adds in, we read the Bach. That little base, that like Rashi base in parentheses, take this to the Bach. If you look over there, the Bach, see here's the Bach. See the little base that goes to the Bach? And the Gaus Bach says, by the little base, says Sham over there. Lefichach im nimtzes. He adds the word im. Oh, it's good? You see the Bach in your Gemara? Fine. So let's go back into the Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, my kamash malon, what are you coming to teach me? What's Rabbi's Chiddush? Tinyana, we already learned it in a Mishnah, right? Whenever we're anywhere with two nuns is a Mishnah. Tinyana is a Mishnah. A Tanya, one is a Brisa. Tinyana, there's two nuns there. So Tinyana, it's already a Mishnah. There was a Mishnah, say later. So now, according to the Mishnah, Lefikha, the Mishnah says, therefore, im nimtzes, if they are found, achas mehen, one of the groups, to be zaymemis, to be zaymemim, who, he, the heinerug, I mean, he, the killer, and they get killed, vashnia ptura, and the second one is pater. Now, what's this case? What's the story in that Mishnah over there? What's the story in the Mishnah? The story is like this. So the Mishnah Da'afav talks about the following. It talks about an interesting scenario. It says, you have two groups of Edom who saw the same story, right? Two groups, let's say you have over here on Kvish Echad, right? I have one group of Edom standing over here on the street, and he sees right on top of the hotel, Reuben take out a gun and shoot down to Shimon, and kill Shimon. He's standing on top and he shoots down into Kvish Echad. So you have one group of Edom standing here, right? Then you have another group of Edom all the way down the block from all of the other end. They see a guy going on top of the hotel across the street and shooting down and shooting somebody, right? Now, but these two witnesses, the two groups, they cannot see each other. If you look down the block, you could try it. Look later. If you look all the way that way, someone's standing over here and someone's standing all the other end. They're like turns. You can't see. They won't be able to see each other, right? So one group of Edom is on this side looking from here, and they see the hotel. A guy take a gun and shoot someone down and kill someone. Someone only at the other end of the block is looking for the other angle, like on the curb. And he also sees the same story. But the two witnesses can't see each other. So they're not one group. They're considered halachically, the Mishnah says, since they can't see each other, they're two different groups. So which means even if one group is messed up for whatever reason, we cut out their line, the other group still exists. Right? If they could see each other, the halacha is, they're all one group. That's what the Mishnah said. But we're in the case now, they can't see each other. Two guys on this end of the road and two guys on the other end, they can't see each other. Right? And two guys, they both say, we saw this guy on the top of the hotel killing somebody, killing Yehuda on the street. On Kvish Echad, he's driving by, this guy shot him right into his car, he died. Fine? Now, what happens? They both say two witnesses come to best. They say, we saw on Tuesday morning.
Two witnesses, four witnesses. So you said two.
Two and two, there's two groups.
Right, so four altogether.
So good. So two come and say, we saw Tuesday, 11 o'clock. Someone kill Yehuda on the top of the hotel. Fine. Next group comes says, we saw somebody kill Yehuda 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. Fine. Now, so far we have two groups saying the same thing. Comes group three and says, you group number one, how could you say you saw this guy kill Yehuda on Tuesday morning and you were with us somewhere else, right? You were with us eating pizza somewhere else. So what happens? Group number one became Edom Zomim. Right? So group number one, we're going to kill him. But what about this guy who's standing on top of the hotel who shot down? What's that about?
He's going to get killed more, son.
He's going to get killed. Why? Because group number two. So again, we have a Mishnah here. The same exact scenario as Rava.
Right.
It's the same halacha.
Because this guy is already a dead man, even though they're still going to make the group number one zomified.
Good. Group number one over here, when they became Edom Zomim, right? Were they saying Edom is against the innocent person? When they were saying this guy shot Yehuda from the top of the hotel, was this guy from on top really innocent, the shooter?
No.
He wasn't. He was guilty because
the other group even saw him.
The other group even saw him.
Yeah.
And still the halacha is, even though they were saying Edom's not a guilty person, if two other Edom can't say you with us, they can become Edom's own men. So Rabbis, this is Rabbis' whole chiddush was, he came to Shir and said, Rabbis, I have a massive chiddush. If you come, if the one group of Edom come, and even if this guy is really guilty, but since in best and he's not guilty, you the Edom Zomim come against him, you're Edom Zomim. Even if you say Edom's not a guilty guy, you get caught. As Edom Zomim, you're still going to get fried.
Comes the board, that's why are you saying
that? But this? It didn't happen at the same time that before.
It did happen.
In the other story.
It's not the same exact story, but the halacha, you're right, it's a different case. The halacha is the same. The halacha is when two Edom come, and they testify on someone who's really guilty, not in the courts yet, but he's really guilty of killing somebody. And then Edom come and say that you were with us. The halacha Edom Zomim, you still Edom Zomim, it's the same halacha.
So why is Rava coming to teach us this tomorrow if we already learned it from the Mishnah?
Let's read it again inside. My Kamash Malon, what are you coming to teach us? Rava, what are you coming to teach us? Tanyana, we learned it in the Mishnah. Now, according to the Mishnah says, Lefichach, therefore, I mean, in a case where the two Edom can't see each other, the Gemara says there are two different groups. That's the Gemara says. And then it says, Nimtzes achas mehen zemem. It comes out that one of them, even one of these groups, becomes zomim, right? But we still have the other group is still a good, right? Group number two is still a good testimony that this guy killed, right? Who, him, meaning the murderer, the hein, and this group of Edom Zomimin, group number one, Naragan, they killed Vashni, and of course the second group, the Ptura is off though, because they're doing great. The second group is not called Edom Zomimin. The second group, that's who the Mishnah says is Patur, meaning they didn't do anything wrong. They're beautiful, they're perfect. You read the Mishnah, why is it Ptura?
No,
hold on, read the Mishnah over there. That's the Mishnah over there, why it says that.
Otherwise, your Kiddush is that the second group, if they can't be made Zomimin.
That's not the Mishnah, that's not the Chesh, because for sure they're different. Fine, so it's interesting why you say Ptura, because why you think you're Chai. Fine.
But also, because the first group got Zomified.
Right.
So it could be that the second group is lying also. But since nobody came against them, so they're Ptur, and this guy gets killed.
Even if someone came against them, they should be Ptur.
Why? They get zomified.
No,
that's why it's saying Pater. It's Pater because it's coming to say these guys got zomified. We're believing the fact that they weren't there on one half of this group, which probably means the other two were there also. But no, they're Pater. Nobody came against them. They're Pater. They're considered kosher witnesses.
There.
The other guy gets killed, and the zomified get killed.
Can I ask a different question? Why it says it doesn't matter if the first or the second are zomified. Surely
either way,
it doesn't matter because if you say that the first was on me, then that's fine because they came and tried to kill someone who didn't yet have. But you can't testify at the same time. Someone has to be first.
No, one was first. Doesn't matter. Was it there?
No, two groups of eight. This guy's testifying. This guy killed her.
Someone has to.
This guy comes and testifies.
So what's the difference? Because if you say it's the second group, and the first group have already given valid testimonies, now back at them.
No, not until it's gemar din on him.
It didn't gemar din yet.
So you have to answer.
Doesn't make a difference. Go
ahead. Another
fine. Fine. Let's try to go to the next gemar. Let's try to see the gemar's answer. Gemar says, you know what? So what's Rava's chiddush? Gemar says, you know something? You're right. This first chiddush that we quoted from Rava isn't such a chiddush. You're right. This halacha, this part of Rava's statement, you could know already from the Mishnah on later. Right. This halacha that I was telling you, that if you kill someone who doesn't have gemar din, two edim come. And then they say, even if they testify and someone is technically guilty, they can still become Edom Zomimin. You're right. That halacha, that part of Rava's statement, I can know from the Mishnah later on. You're right. So what was the Chiddush in Rava? The end of what Rava's statement was, the part we didn't quote yet, which we're going to quote now. Right? So you're right. Now we're up to the Gemara's answer, right? Right, a question. What's Rava's Chiddush? I know from the Mishnah. But I said, you're right. Seifa kamash malan. Seifa masha'in kem b'gemar din is shrikhalan. The Seifa, which is a quote from the Seifa, the end of what Rava's statement was, it's like the Sof, the Seifa, the end of Rava, where he said, Masha'in Kim Vadin, it's Shrikhali, that's what we need it, that's what we need the Chiddush of Rava for. It's not coming from the beginning of the statement, because I know from that above,
it
needed
for
the Seifa. I mean, he says, Seifa, said, Mosel Figur, Nibsa, I'm going to say, we're going to have Shrip Turah, four lines, four words from the end of the line.
So what did he say?
We're going to say right now.
Oh.
The words are going to bring the whole thing. So Seifa, the Seifa, which we're just quoting a few words, we're going to explain it later. That Masha Inke Gemar Din is Shrichalim. That the halacha is different by Gemar Din, that is Rava's Chiddush. Meaning what? Meaning, what's the case of, like everyone was, Rav Ruva was saying before, right? Let's have a scenario like this. Let's have a scenario that Ruvain, two Edom come to Bestin, and they say that, and they say the following. They say, really, Gemara is going to bring the case at length, but the bottom line is, if two Edom come and they already go, a guy already got a Gemar Din and Bestin to get killed. So let's make it simple. There was a man already, Bestin already said, you're found guilty that Ruvain killed Shimon. Right? Fine, you found him. Now another two Edom come, I mean, it's not a good case. The Gemara is say a better case. Let's see the Gemara's case. The Gemara is going to explain the whole case. I mean, basically, it's when Edom Zayman are coming, these Edom are coming after there's already final Din and Bestin that Ruvain should get killed. If Edom come after already Bestin stamps that this guy should get killed,
He's already
a dead man. Because Bestin already sealed that he's getting killed. Bestin already decided, already put out the verdict.
Even on a different case, he's not just murder. He's a dead man.
Yeah, he's a dead man. Even for a different story. And then these Edom come and because they're found to be Edom Zomimin. Mm. Then we'll say, then they're off the hook. Then they're not Edom Zomimin. Because then, first date of Rava, they were saying. But the Chiddush is that the Gemara did right. Because once, even though the guy's not technically dead, since it's Bestin's record, he's already a dead man. We look at it as if you're testifying dead man. I mean, you could say the other way. You could say even if Bestin is a Gemara Din, maybe you could find someone kind of afterwards and get him out of it. So, interesting, we're saying once it's a Gemara Din and Bestin, he's a dead man.
So, because
No, the mice we do. We said it's enough. In Chazal, because we're looking at your Eidus in the world, we're in the world of Bestin. We're focusing in the world of Bestin. So since in the world of Bestin, let's say a guy already got a final verdict, he got killed. And then Eidim testify, and then they become found to be Eidim Zomim. Then Halacha is, we don't kill the Eidim Zomim. So that's Rava's Chiddush. I mean, we were asking, Rava, what's your first case, your Chiddush? If a guy doesn't have a, if a guy is just a little bit guilty and it's not a Bestin, that you're not, that you are Eidim Zomim, and it's a Mishnah later on saying, no, his Chiddush is the other case. A case where in Bestin, the guy already got a final verdict to get killed.
No.
And then we come, the Eidim come, and they're found to be Eidim Zomim. Then you don't kill the Eidim Zomim because they're trying, they're planning and killing a dead man. Now, what's the Chiddush in that? Because technically speaking, he's not dead yet. Just so you could look at it and say, what do you mean?
These guys, you could say maybe this guy somehow is still going to get
killed. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we say, no, we're in the world of Bestin. Since in the world of Bestin, this guy closed, is ready to close, it's a done deal. He already had a final verdict to get killed.
And basically, you did nothing on this guy.
So in Jews to Eidim King,
you're testifying and you did nothing on this guy.
So in Bestin's world, in the world of Bestin right now, their focus. Since this guy's already a dead guy in Bestin's chart, basically they're taking him out to get killed, he already got a final verdict. So even though you were trying to kill a guy, you weren't planning on killing someone who was innocent or even guilty. You weren't planning, it's not, we say what you plan to do to him, do to you. So what do you plan on doing to him? You plan on killing a guy in Bestin, giving a guy a chiyamisa in Bestin. He already had a din misa in Bestin. So therefore, you know, guys, you might think, what do you mean? The guy's not dead yet.
He's going to get mafus for false testimony?
Yeah, fine. We said, you know, we said it's a law without a maisa. So nothing. It's a teshuva. But the maisa, it's not either, that's not either design. So,
yeah. Why are they trying them? Why are they even let them testify?
Because we see, it's a more complicated case. We see the case, why is it bringing the case where it makes sense? I know, in my case, it doesn't make sense. Because he's ready to testify. Why is it bringing a more complicated case? That it makes sense.
Behind it was also, if there's already been sucked in, then it's considered by the Hashemayim. Maybe he didn't do this, but it's something else that he hasn't been caught for, and this is the way it's coming around.
So we say here that we need to say to what's the Chiddush about when it goes around the Mishnah. But in answer to my question before, well, on the Mishnah, you would learn from the Mishnah too, when the Mishnah is talking about a case only with Gemara, because of the fact that it says it doesn't matter whether it was first or second.
No, there was no Gemara in the Mishnah.
The Chon, because you saw it didn't matter whether it was first or second, because otherwise you can only explain the Mishnah by saying that it wasn't a Gemara din. You see from the Mishnah that law was contained within the Mishnah.
No, so what's the rest?
So there's no Kiddush in
Gemara. That's the right thing. No, of course. Fine, we'll stop over here. Fine.
Yeah.